If you've answered those five questions for yourself, and then the people who you care about, the people you believe you are invested in, you ask them those same five questions for them to answer, I promise you it's going to change the trajectory of your day. That discussion may be the make or break of a lot of people without them even realizing it. Thank you for listening to Corners and Conversations by Just Contributor Support, better known as JCS. New episodes are released every other Friday. For more information, visit jcsupport.org. J as in just, C as in contribute, the word support.org. To get updates when new episodes are available, text the word podcast to 855-691-4921. Check the description for details. Stay tuned. Peace, family. Hope all is well. You're now tuned into episode 38. Are you supported or tolerated? I think I might enjoy this one. Timestamps in the description. There was a time in my life where I had to ask myself some questions. And I think it's my responsibility to ask you the same questions. Before I do that, let's define support and tolerate. Support is to bear the weight of, especially from below. Keep from falling, sinking, or slipping. Tolerate is refrain from, interfering with, or prohibiting something undesirable or outside of someone's own beliefs. So keep those definitions in mind while we discuss some perspectives in this episode. Here's some questions that I want you to ask yourself. Are people supporting me? Are people tolerating me? Is what I'm doing worth supporting? Why are people tolerant of me? Why am I tolerant of other people? Let's break down the first question. Are people supporting me? I talked about a support group in the last episode, but let's get a little deep into the meaning of that. The same five people, well, if they're still alongside you, how do they support you? Do they support you emotionally? Do they support you in terms of accountability? Do they support you by adding value to you? When we talk about support, that definition, does the people around you do that, encourage that, or implement that toward you or around you? If not, how long are you willing to allow that example? I'm not saying you can or need to change them. I'm saying if they are who they are, what part do you play in that? There are some things people do because you are encouraging it or feeding into that display of behavior. Using that same logic, they can encourage you in the same way. It's not a question of if they are supporting you. The question is, are they supporting productive behaviors, supporting growth, ensuring responsibility and objectivity is the routine. Are people tolerating me is the second question you should ask yourself. For those who are unsure of this situation, environment, or mindset, I'm going to suggest you ask yourself a different set of questions. There's a chance you are being tolerated instead of supported. Do people disappoint you consistently? Do the people in your circle provide a lot of resistance when you present an idea or ask a few questions? If you were to go a couple of days without speaking to them, would someone even notice? I'm not saying that the people that are around you have to worship you or kiss the ground you walk on. I'm saying when you think of people tolerating you, it's clear that their intentions is not to ensure that you grow. What I'm saying is there's no guarantee that they are truly invested in you. There are some people who will use you as a placeholder until they reconnect with the person that they wish to support. So what does that mean? They're not truly invested in you because they're just tolerating you until the next person that they would define as more valuable comes around again. When you think about the areas that you operate in, when you're at school, you spend time with a certain group of people. Do you have those same people that you interact with when you're at home? So I can make an argument that these are only people that tolerate you, or you only tolerate them for the school environment. But when it's time to go home, you're not thinking about them. When it's time to move on to another environment, you're not thinking about them. So that's a clear example of tolerating somebody. It's not that you disagree with them. It's not that you don't like them. It's just you would rather be entertained by them compared to not having anyone to be entertained by. Is what I'm doing worth supporting? That was a serious question I had to ask myself because the things that I was passionate about, other people were not. The things that I defined as valuable, other people had a different definition for it. So it's not that people need to support what it is that you're doing. The question is what I'm doing worth supporting? If you were to be on a road and your car breaks down, or if you see somebody who is in need of help, are you more likely to help them if you see they are helping themselves? There are some people who just stand beside the car and have their thumb out. You know, you see in the old movies. I don't know if y'all see this though. But growing up, I always seen this in the movies. They will always walk down the highway with the thumb out and people would just pass them up. The person who is more likely to be helped is the person who is pushing the car to the nearest exit. And the reason being is that the person who's observing them, they are already seeing something being done about the situation. They are more likely to help that person because they are already doing something about the situation. So let me bring that question back up to you. Is what I'm doing worth supporting? If you are applying yourself in that environment, if you are being proactive and productive, what it is that you are invested in, that gives them the reason, the tools, the resources to support you because they see you are applying yourself and you are doing something that is worth supporting. If you are passionate about something and you speak to people about how passionate you are about something, do they find ways to support that thing that you are passionate about? If they find a way to support you, then that clearly means what you're doing is worth supporting. But if you're not receiving any support, nobody is contributing, nobody is investing in you in the beginning, maybe you're not showing them how and where they can support you in that situation. The fourth question that I think a lot of people is going to spend time on is, why are people tolerant of me? This question comes with a level of maturity. There are times where I was not my best version of myself. There are times where I didn't represent myself in the way that I should have. But there are people who still associated with me, even though I was not the best version of myself. For that time, they tolerated me. When you ask that question, why are people tolerant of me? I'm going to give you an example that I think a lot of people will be able to identify. When you see two people in a relationship, you see that one person is not doing their best, as in they're not treating the person that they're in a relationship with the level of respect, with the best level of consideration, with the best level of supporting that person. The person being mistreated seemed to tolerate that relationship. So if you ever asked yourself, or you looked at that person, or even had enough confidence to ask them, why are you tolerating this? I think that is what is more telling compared to, is what you're doing worth supporting? Supporting is about adding value. Tolerating is not the same thing as adding value. It can be destructive. It can diminish that opportunity or that value that could be growing. So why are people tolerant of me is what I had to ask myself. And my response to that is, I have a personality that a lot of people don't mind being beside. I have a way of entertaining people. I have a way of speaking to people in a way that others have not spoken to them, as in speaking to their heart, speaking to their mind, speaking to their vision. Some people would tolerate me because I still add value to them, even though I didn't treat them in the best way. When I reflect on that level of maturity, I should have listened to their concerns more. I should have considered the situations that they're going through as something to discuss to better understand how I can be supportive of them. If that is somebody that I consider a friend or family member, valuable and worth investing in, I have to ask them, why do they tolerate me sometimes? And that way I can better understand myself, because I'm listening to understand instead of listening to respond to their inquiries. Now, let's not get it twisted. That's why I followed up with this last question that you should ask yourself. Why am I tolerant of other people? You remember earlier when we talked about the example of a relationship, and it looks like one person is a giver. They're giving everything they have, and the other person is just taking everything. And I'm not saying that in a good way. I'm saying one person is being very destructive in their intent. They're not investing in that person mentally. They're not investing in that person, building them up and showing that they have the level of support that they need so that way they can accomplish what it is that they desire. You're seeing that the relationship is not growing. The two people are not aligned with each other. If you was that person on the other end who's receiving a negative experience, when are you going to ask yourself, why am I tolerant of other people treating me this way? Why am I tolerant of putting myself and my goals and what I wish to accomplish on the back burner while I'm pouring so much support into other people? It's going to get to a time where the people that you are supporting so much will not be able to support you because you cannot pour from an empty cup. When you put yourself in that situation, you find yourself giving your all, but you're giving away the parts of you that are worth keeping. That's why you have to ask yourself sometimes, why am I tolerant of other people? Am I truly dependent on this person? And if so, why did I put myself in that situation? Why am I tolerant of these examples that does not seem respectable? How did I put myself in that situation? Anytime you have to ask yourself, or you come to the idea of why am I tolerating this? You have to ask yourself, what did I contribute to this situation to now put myself in a position where I feel as if I have to tolerate these situations or these people? Have those tough conversations with your friends about those five questions. Matter of fact, ask them those five questions. Are people worth supporting them? Are people worth tolerating them? Is what they're doing worth supporting? And why do they think other people tolerate them? If you've answered those five questions for yourself, and then the people who you care about, the people you believe you are invested in, you ask them those same five questions for them to answer, I promise you it's going to change the trajectory of your day. That discussion may be the make or break of a lot of people without them even realizing it. Take that information and be valuable with it, okay, family? Take care of yourself until next time.
And there you have it, folks, another episode. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. If anyone wished to be a guest, please feel free to let us know. You can text the word guest to 855-691-4921. New episodes are released every other Friday. For more information, visit jcsupport.org. J as in just, C as in contribute, the word support.org. Check the description for details. To get updates when new episodes are available, text the word podcast to 855-691-4921.